Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, let's hear from Tony Dungy real quick.
I think we do have a responsibility. I know when I came to the Steelers, Mr. Rooney, our owner, he talked about not just playing football for the Steelers, but being part of the community. And being part of the community means stepping up at times when we need it. Yes, it means community service, but sometimes it can be speaking up.
Speaking up, like times like this. And we all know we don't need to go over the lay of the land and everything right now in the fallout from the George Floyd murder, and that's what it was. But I talked to Andy Toole about this yesterday, the Robert Morris basketball coach, and he said, you know, I'm kind of torn here. If it's not your personality, do you do it? Do you speak up? Are you risking coming out of kind of character and who you are if you're uncomfortable doing it? So I guess, Chris, is it incumbent right now on sports figures to step up, or do we just rely on the old standbys? Do we wait for the kind of the message from LeBron that comes out? Do we see what comes from the people that generally speak up? Or if you're like, we saw something from Cole Tucker that we never see Cole Tucker talk, right? I mean, we do, but not in moments of
not in that
like
form.
This.
Yeah.
Right. So where is sports on the continuum right now? And sports
I
figures.
Think it's, I think it's incumbent upon any public figure. And when we narrow it down to sports figures, any sports figure to feel, and I understand if people don't naturally feel inclined to speak out on something. You know, it's just not in some people's nature, like you point out. But I think at the very least, even if it's not in your nature, the very least you could do is to stand by someone and echo the thoughts of someone who you do value. You know, let's use the Pirates as an example. Mm-hmm. I'll pick another sort of AAA guy, like Clay Holmes, for example, right? I don't think Clay Holmes is especially vocal about social issues, just from the few times I've talked to him. Now, at the same time, Cole Tucker is a teammate of his, who I would think he's probably fairly close with because they've come up or at about the same pace and at around the same time. So I would think that Clay Holmes, if nothing else, and again, I'm just using this as an example, these two people, could stand by his teammate when his teammate echoes or when his teammate says something. And that may be as simple as sharing a social media post of a teammate if you don't feel like you have that voice within you right now. And who knows? Maybe you start to find that voice. Even though you thought that kind of thing was never within you, and maybe it never ends up being a part of your DNA, at the very least, you echo what your teammates are saying and what your friends are saying and what your neighbors are saying. And I think that can be just as powerful. If you feel like you don't have that voice within you right now, I think it's incumbent upon public figures, and athletes are public figures, to stand up at this time.
Yeah, and I think that there's a real easy way, and I don't want to say easy, convenient way to do this now, and it's social media. You don't have to call PR rep. You don't have to call the team. You don't have to type out a statement. You can do it, and it's unfiltered, and it's yourself. You don't have to, there's no third party. You can disseminate it first party in first person and just get it out mm-hmm. there. I won't go so far as to I think that they need to. I do think it's in their best interest, especially high-profile guys right now. Let's talk about this a little deeper. But right now, the role with voices in sports that are to say sports stars or even any sports kind of figure in speaking out about civil rights right now, speaking out about what happened to George Floyd, speaking out about protests, speaking out about riots that turn peaceful protest into nonsense, like what happened here in Pittsburgh. Should guys take it upon themselves to speak out? And I'll say this. I'm really torn as to if they should or shouldn't. I think that they should feel comfortable, they should want to, and they shouldn't do something that they don't feel, that doesn't come off as genuine. They shouldn't just do it for the sake of doing it. But the people I kind of grow a little tired of are the people that go, like let's say it's LeBron, or let's say it's a big-time sports star, and you get these people that say, oh, yeah, like the last thing I need is some sports star telling me, save it, let's let the smart people talk, or let's let the politicians talk, or let's let, who cares what some sports person has to say? Oh, well, whenever I check when one of those people talk, the hits are incredible. The attention paid to it is incredible. The media response to it is incredible. And the amount of people that that receive it is exponentially more than just some schmo talking a lot of times. So it is powerful when a sports figure talks. And the one thing I do find grating are the people that try to diminish the impact that it can have.
Well, and I think the people who insist that I didn't come here for this. I don't want your preaching or your proselytizing. Well, guess what? Unfortunately, we're at a point in our history where you're going to have to just deal with it, because a lot of people have things that they want to get off their chest that they need to say. And I'll be quite honest, they need to be repeated for a while, because it feels like we've been at this inflection point before in the last 5-10 years or so. And we've heard people make statements, or we've seen hashtags, or we've seen people stand up and fight for social justice. And then it just kind of falls by the wayside again. And I really don't think, and I don't know why it hits different for me this time, but I mentioned that to a friend this weekend, just texting back and forth with a friend of mine. It just hits different this time. And I think it needs to continue to hit all of us repeatedly for as long as we need to actually affect some level of change. And I think if that means you get tired of hearing athletes stand up and talk about what they believe in and what really is not a political movement, it's not a political movement at all. It's a human rights movement. It's a civil rights movement that needs to be supported by everyone, including athletes. The more you get tired of that, tough. I'm sorry. Too bad. I know sports is an escape for a lot of us, and it still will be an escape once the games actually begin. But it's also a part of life. And just this weekend, sports could not be inextricably ripped away from life, because everybody who plays sports is also a human being. And every single human being should have some level of disgust in their soul about what happened to not just George Floyd or Ahmaud Arbery or Breonna Taylor in Louisville, or anybody else who's suffered the same injustice. And I think that's why it feels like, I don't want to say it's necessary, because again, I understand it's not in some people's nature to stand up and speak publicly about these things, and it may be difficult for them to do so. But if nothing else, then stand by someone who you consider a friend or a teammate or a neighbor or a loved one, and at the very least, wrap your arm around them when they have something to say.
Yeah, no, and you're right. And like, I think of Jeff Capel, who really wasn't all that active on Twitter until a little while ago. Then he got very active on Twitter over the past, 72 hours or past week or so. And there is no question, I think, that he's taking a risk in the way that some people view him. But I say screw those people. Really.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with the way that people are speaking out now, sure, it's a risk. But I think we're so far past a society that is consolidated in the stick to sports kind of society, because so many issues are pervasive and transcendent and bigger than just this team 56, this team 51, or this team 28, mm-hmm. this team 17, that we can't continue to keep life in a canister because it doesn't live in a canister. It's kind of like, okay, it pales in comparison to George Floyd. It has nothing to do, excuse me, it you can't draw a direct line to George Floyd. But when you see George Floyd get murdered on a street in Minneapolis, what it does for me in terms of when you think about sports, what it did for me to say, whenever you hear people talk about the Rooney Rule, or you people hear people talk about, if this is one of the offshoots, there's a million offshoots from this. But whenever you hear people talk about the Rooney Rule, or I didn't get a fair shake as a position coach for that coordinator job. Well, maybe me, and this is what I did introspectively, maybe I need to listen more to those concerns. Mm-hmm. And that's how I turned it into the sports world. You know what I mean? Like, it's transcendent and it moves into sports. Again, a guy not getting a job or a guy not getting a fair shake or somebody thinking that that happened, it does not even compare to a man being murdered. But that's what it did for me. It's like, I need to, and I'm admitting this, I need to hear people out more when they have instances where they feel that their race played into a decision where they got shortchanged in life.
Yeah, and I just look at it from this perspective. That's a great point. I also look at it from this perspective, Colin, that when we talk about sports, we're talking about people. And all too often, fans want their athletes to just be the sports robot. You know, shut up and dribble, right? Get out there and play your sports and entertain me, sports robot. You're not supposed to have thoughts or feelings. And that is... hashtag stick to sports is just as bad as shut up and dribble. They are people. They are human beings just like you and I. Whether they make $40 million a year or not, they're people just like you and I. And they've had experiences that they can impart some wisdom upon the rest of us simply by conveying those experiences. And we can learn a lot just by, as we said on Friday morning, as we've continued to do over the weekend, as we continue to do now, by sitting here and listening to people who have something to say about their experiences and how it's affected them.
Yeah, but, you know, I do. I think I come down, if people aren't comfortable speaking out, it shouldn't be held against them and they shouldn't be made to speak out. But if there is a comfort level, I think it does help in a lot of cases. But nobody should be made to do it. If you're uncomfortable doing it, then you shouldn't do it. But I understand where guys and women are doing that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.